Are there human body parts in heaven? Watch as a man gets a new intestine from the heavenly body parts room.
Did you know in heaven there are body parts? They're actually in a room, and a little girl had a visitation to heaven and found out how we on earth can get these body parts if we need them. I mean, you've heard of kidney transplants. What about a heavenly kidney transplant? If you were watching last week, if you weren't, shame on you for not watching. Had Jennifer Toledo, who is with me. And if you remember, Jennifer, you told me God spoke to you. You were in love with someone. You wanted to get married. And what did God tell you?
He said it wasn't his highest for me.
And Jonathan, are you glad that it wasn't God's highest?
Very glad.
This is Jonathan.
He's the highest.
And how long have you two been married?
A year and a half.
Yes.
And tell me about the fruit of your marriage. Oh, that little girl.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Malaika Harvest. She's 5 months old, and she's just absolutely beautiful. We love her.
Now, Malaika means what in
Malaika
African?
Means angel in Swahili.
In Swahili. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you, we had dinner with her last night, and she really is an angel. Mm-hmm. But you had quite an encounter. You were out in, was it El Salvador, and you
That's
went
correct.
Swimming with your family. What happened?
My sister and I, we got in a tide. There was a hole, and a wave passed, and then we never touched the bottom again. And the current was so strong that even as we tried to swim as much as we can, the current was just taking us back.
So you can relate with all those people when the tsunami hit and the waves. You probably had something turn in your stomach when you saw the TV footage on that. So you're being carried away. Do you think that's it? Do you think there's any hope for you?
Yeah, it went to the point where I have zero strength left on me, and I was still far away from the shore. There was nobody in the beach to help, and I really thought I was going to die. In that moment, I saw like a screen in front of me, where I saw actually my life. I saw, since I was a little kid, and I saw the kindness of God in different situations, just how He helped me through different things. And I even saw the things that I was ashamed of, things that I never told anybody. And so I really thought, I'm dying here, and God is giving me a chance to die well. And so, after that happened, I saw that my father and my sister were able to come to a place where they touched the bottom again. Mm-hmm. And something supernatural happened here, because this was the hardest part to stand on because of the current. And my father, after being in the water trying to rescue us for a while, he turned around and stood right there. And he just took his hand towards me and said, "If you come here, you will save your life." When I look at his eyes, something else happened. I saw a desperation that I never saw in my life before. And what happened, I started seeing the desperation of the Heavenly Father and His desire that I will actually go to His arms, that I will come to Him and I will come to His arms. And as I look at His eyes, I felt it, like this fire just filled me from head all the way to my toes, and it gave me strength to swim. And I started swimming and swimming with so much strength that I was actually able to go somewhere. But everything will live again, all the strength will lift again, and I will look up again, and I will look at His eyes, and the same thing will happen, where I will be filled with this like overwhelming feeling of His desire that I will come to.
It's almost, it reminds me in the Bible of Peter walking on water. He did fine when he was followed the word, but the minute he got his eyes on the waves, he would start sinking. Mm-hmm. That's what was going on with you. The minute you got your eyes off of God. Mm-hmm. Sounds similar.
Yeah, and this happened like 5 times, the water was messy. As I tried to swim, the strength would leave completely my body. And so it happened like about 5 times, and until I finally was able to reach His hand.
What change did this cause in your life?
Well, I believe that something happened there, because I was, even though I thought I was really going to die, and there was a hope in my heart that God would give me a second chance. Because I tried to do all the things that are supposed to be right to do, but I knew in my heart that I didn't live my life to the fullness. I knew that I didn't completely surrender my life to God. But
most people haven't surrendered their life.
Yeah.
But you knew.
I knew, and I knew, that was a point where I thought I was gonna die, and I just thought, what a waste. I didn't really live the life that I could have lived. And so from that day, there was something who started dying in me where I decided to start dying to myself and really living for Him. It's been a journey of that, but that day really marked.
Now, so how did you get from there to the United States to meet Jennifer? Did you meet in the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, so how did you get there?
Well, actually, I was living in Ecuador. My parents were missionaries in Ecuador, and a prophet came to Ecuador, and he had a dream about me the day before we met. And so he told me that...
Had he met you before?
No, he's never met me before, and he said, I had a dream about you, and you have an invitation to come to Kansas City. And so he
did you have the money to come to Kansas City?
I have the money to pay for the ticket, but nothing else. And pretty much the Lord told him that he was supposed to take care of me and just make everything happen for me to be able to come and live there. So that's how I came to the United States.
Now, Jennifer, that's quite a story. Number one, he should have been dead. Number two, he should not have come to America. Mm-hmm. And so how did you two connect?
We actually, we met at a conference several years after that in Shreveport, Louisiana. He was there ministering with White Dove Ministries, and I had come to do the children's ministry, and we met. And I was very glad.
Now, how did you know that this was the right one, or God might have someone better for you?
Well, at first, I was quite frightened because of my previous experience. And I just said, okay, God, I've got to know that this is you. And so after just a time of just praying and seeking the Lord, He continued to put peace in my heart and just actually said, because I kept telling the Lord, I want you to give me a sign. Show me that this is the one. And He said, I'm not going to give you a sign. And He said, He will bring you closer to me if you choose Him, but I want you have to choose love. What's the choice of your heart? And I never really thought that God would do that. I always kind of wanted Him to command me to marry somebody, but because I didn't trust myself. But the way God worked it out, it was just so precious, and just to see actually in the end his best thing for me, but in the midst of it, letting me choose love and romance, and so it was quite special.
Okay, Down syndrome. When these two get together, guess what happens? Not only does the baby get healed, but they see the facial characteristics change. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this word.
Hello, YouTube. Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe, then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Sid Roth here with Jennifer and Jonathan Toledo. And Jonathan, tell me about that Down syndrome child.
Well, we were in Puerto Rico with my friend Sean, and after a meeting, we were done, ready to leave. This mother came with a little girl, probably about 6 years old. And, she was Down syndrome, and she said, would you pray for my daughter? And at the moment, I was thinking, I don't even know if I have the faith for this. And I was asking God, I say, but I know that you care for this little girl. And so we prayed for her, and we didn't know anything at the moment. But later on, we got a picture on the mail. And we got a letter from this mother and saying that her girl has been completely healed after we prayed for her from all the mental problems, and that her face has been changing. And so she sent us the picture with the girl completely transformed. So she was completely normal. She didn't have any of the, we didn't recognize the little girl, any of the features that she had before.
I envy the two of you working with young children, because young children, they have the faith. You were telling me about going into the local schools with children and them just prophesying. Tell me about that.
Well, we teach kids very simply how to hear God's voice. Sometimes we hear the word prophecy and we think it's this big mystical thing out there, but it's just simply hearing God's voice. And all of us as His sheep should hear His voice. And so we teach kids the same way you hear God for yourself is the same way you hear Him for other people. And so, you know, after times of training the children, we send them out all over the city, and sometimes they'll go into schools, and there's been times where they'll be lying, you know, we sent a group of kids to a high school, and there was a big line of kids waiting to get in for some registration. And the kids just walked up to, you know, one of the high school students and just said, "Hi, we're just practicing, learning how to hear God's voice. Could we just practice on you?" And the person was kind of like, "What?" You know, but
that doesn't happen every day.
Not every day. And so they said, "Well, we've been learning. We believe that God speaks. Can we just see if He'll say anything to you?" So they were like, "Okay." And so they begin to pray for this girl, and they begin to just speak out things from the heart of God, that secrets of this girl's heart, that just this girl was so moved that God would know these things about her, and they begin to prophesy and speak into her life. And she was just so undone. She was just like, "You've got to prophesy over my friends." And so pretty soon they're prophesying over all these students, and people get saved, people get healed. And, you know, we're teaching the kids to do this every day. This is normal. Hear God for yourself, hear God for other people. Live out your faith at school, wherever you're at.
Speaking about normal, what kind of feedback are you getting from those that listen to your teaching on the gospel of the kingdom?
In the teaching, the gospel of the kingdom, we try to take complex kingdom ideas and make them very simple. It should be for children.
I'll tell you what, I like it simple.
I do too.
Keep it simple,
stupid. I think it was supposed to be simple. And, you know, we're training people how to begin to engage their spiritual eyes and their ears and to tune into what God is saying and what God is doing. And many people, as they've heard this, have told us testimonies that they've had amazing spiritual encounters as they've waited on the Lord after hearing that, and it's just become so much more easier for them.
And then the teaching on the weeping room, I tell you, this is life-changing, to have compassion for the hurting. And I'm going to tell you something. If you don't have compassion, get a hold of this, and you will have compassion. Okay, Kayla.
One of the girls we trained was named Kayla, and this is a couple years ago, a couple years back. And while we were training them to use their spiritual eyes and ears, Kayla had a vision. In the vision, she saw herself in heaven in this room called the body parts room. And when she walked in, she saw all these different body parts. And she's a very shy, timid girl. She'd never had an encounter like this. You know, this wasn't normal. And she was just like, "Jesus, what is this?" And Jesus just began to tell her, "Kayla, I've got everything you need in heaven. If you ever know of anybody that needs a new body part, I've got plenty. And you just come here by faith, take hold of it, and you can bring it to earth." Very simple. And she just took God at His word, because actually minutes after she shared this testimony, in our training, an elderly gentleman was carried in, and we were told that he was dying of intestinal cancer. And he told us, he said, "You know, I came here because I heard that God was using the children and that God could heal me." He said, "I've never been to church." You know, this guy wasn't saved at all. And he said, "Will these kids pray for me?" And so Kayla stepped up and she said, "You know, I don't even really know," because he had intestinal cancer, and he said if he didn't get a new intestine, he would die. And I don't even know if she really knew what an intestine was, but she had faith. And so she just said, "You know, mister, I believe God can give you a new intestine." And she just began
Bottom line, what happened?
She prayed for him. The man got completely healed of intestinal cancer, got a brand new intestine.
Now, doesn't this blow your mind a little bit? Come on now, you've seen so many things, but this is, I mean, there are people watching us, and I said, "You've just gone too far." You saw this with your eyes?
I saw this with my own eyes. This is the God we serve. He is alive. He does miracles. He's famous for it. This is His business, and He's in
the business. Listen, if He's famous, you should get to know Him. Anyone famous, you want to get their autograph, don't you? Well, I have something new for you. It's called good news. It's better than an autograph. You can come to know this God for yourself. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the only way to know Him is through Jesus. Repent of your sins. Turn to God. Say, "Jesus, become my Lord." It's that simple. Become as a little child and look in your Father's eyes. Go on. He's looking in your eyes right now.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We
now return to It's Supernatural.
I'm here with Jennifer and Jonathan Toledo. Now, if that blew you out of the water, I mean, just to find out that there is a place in heaven called the parts room, and that a little child had the faith, and this man had what, intestinal cancer?
Intestinal cancer.
And what did God do for him?
He received a complete miracle, a brand new intestine, you know, confirmed by the doctors, completely healed of cancer.
Now, when I think of Africa, unfortunately, I think of things such as AIDS. That nation is being devastated with AIDS. Is God answering prayers for people dying of AIDS?
Yes. In the midst of horrible diseases, we're seeing the faithfulness of God. We will pray, you know, release the children to go into the hospitals and pray for the sick. And literally, we've seen multiple AIDS patients in their last stages of AIDS healed, get up out of the bed, retested, AIDS is gone, doctor's shocked, and they go back to normal life.
Now, are you praying or are the children praying?
The children are praying. Many of these children are orphans, street kids, just small children that fully believe Jesus. And we're seeing malaria healed, typhoid healed. I mean, we've even seen an entire hospital get closed down because so many people were continuing to be healed, you know, week after week after week, that they had no business. They had to close the hospital down. This is what God is doing in the midst of suffering.
Jonathan, just in the last month or so, tell me some miracles that have occurred that you're aware of.
Well, 3 weeks ago, we were in Ecuador, and we told the kids about, you know, praying for the sick and just believing, and they start praying for the people who were in the room, and there was a little girl, a quadriplegic, and she was about 9 years old, and the kids start praying for her. One of the little girls was...
Wait, quadriplegic means she can't walk, she can't move her...
She doesn't have any movement.
Okay.
You know, and even the way that her head is, you can tell that, I mean, it's affecting her whole body. And one of the little girls, about the same age, start praying for this girl, and she just start weeping, and she's just weeping as she prays for this girl. And after a while, she told the father of the girl, I believe that we need to see if she can walk. And so for the first time, this little girl was able to stood up. She was still having some help, but she gave like about 10 steps, and she's never been able to move her legs before this.
Are you seeing an increase in the miraculous, or is it about the same? What are you seeing?
In North America or?
Worldwide.
Worldwide. I think that there's always been the miraculous. I think that we're now, I think, coming to a point of actually coming more back to our roots, where we actually understand this is every day. This should be every day. God is the God of miraculous. And so we are seeing more of it. But I believe that God has never stopped. There's been miracles happening for centuries.
Of course, but you know what? I'm beginning to see there's a stirring. There's something new going on that's never happened before on planet Earth. It's almost as if God's realm, which is called eternity, is drawing closer to our realm, which is called time, and the two are just dissecting, and there is a power confrontation coming on. That's why I'm so excited about your two teaching CDs. Many of the children are having heavenly visitations, not just this Kayla.
Several children. We're seeing children having dreams, visions, angelic visitations. Heaven is very close.
Okay, so when people sit under this teaching, like the gospel of the kingdom, is this the type of teaching that's opening them up?
I certainly would hope so. I mean, that's the goal of what we're doing here, is to try to get people to realize that as spiritual beings, the spirit realm isn't so far away, it's just right here. And if we could just tune in and just quiet our souls down and tune in to the Spirit of God and what He's saying and what He's doing, that, you know, we're called to live as spiritual beings. We're seated in heaven. And so we're citizens of heaven. We don't have to, you know, we can experience the heavenly realm, the spiritual realm, right here every day on planet Earth.
And the other CD we're offering, The Weeping Room. Tell me about that.
The Weeping Room is about God's heart of compassion for the lost, the poor, the children, the suffering. He's a God so full of compassion, trying to win the heart of a lost generation. And so our our teaching on this weeping room is to stir people that in the midst of seeing suffering, you don't have to sit back and feel overwhelmed, but you can actually partner with God in compassion for strategy, for your city, for your nation, for your community to see change come.
So many people are just sitting around saying, well, that's just for the superstars to do. It's not for me. Would you look in the camera and talk to them right now?
That's actually not true at all, because God is the God of the simple. And we're seeing him use children, street children, orphans, anybody. He'll pour out his spirit on all flesh. He's just looking for a simple, a willing, a humble vessel that will walk with him in friendship and partnership. So you and I get invited into that. And so we just break off the shame and the condemnation, because God wants every single one of us to walk in friendship and partnership with him.
Jonathan, you have an experience with God in which he gave you compassion. Tell me what, in your mind, what is compassion? How does it operate?
I believe that God has given us all a portion of compassion, you know, that when we see something that is sad or unjust, you know, there's something that is moving us. But I believe that as we pursue God and we pursue being close to him, I believe that increases, you know, that our hearts get expanded, our spirit gets expanded as we come close to him. And one time I had this experience where we were in Oklahoma, and I prayed for a little girl. And the father told me that she was completely, mentally ill. And she looked normal. And she was actually a beautiful five-year-old. And so she sat on my lap, and she was just staring at me because she didn't know what I was going to do. And so I started praying for her, and I was starting getting, I felt this overwhelmed feeling of, you know, God, you know, as a father, how can you resist to heal this little girl? And, you know, in that point, I felt like if my spirit went higher and I was able to hear better, and the father was saying, I can't resist this little girl. I've been waiting for somebody to pray for her. And so I prayed for her. You know, I didn't know at that moment what happened, but 3 months later, the mother reported that she was completely well, that she was completely restored after that. And she was taken from a special school to a normal school, and she was already on level with the other kids. And not just that, but even just that her fit, you know, she had some problems. The way that she walked, her coordination was a little bit off. And she said, it's getting better. And later on, we find out that it was completely normal.
Yeah, you know what I believe right now? If one of you, whoever that is, will look into the camera and pray for people with AIDS, they're going to be healed.
Yeah, why don't you pray
that?
Go.
Well, Father, right now, we ask that you will go and you will touch people with AIDS, that you will show them your love, that you can do the things that men can do. And I ask, Father, in this moment, that you will show people your love through healing, that you will heal AIDS. I ask for everybody who is watching who has AIDS right now, that you will touch them with your power. In Jesus' name.
And some of you might say, that's just very, really simple. Well, if God is doing it, of course it is simple. You must start becoming like, do you remember your first love? It's time to go back. But his compassion and his love, I believe right now he's embracing some of you. You literally can feel the love of God. That's his spirit that is just going all over you. And some of you have such ferocious lines in your life, tires, that you just serpents, you just don't know how to get rid of all of these things that are going on. Well, I have a word from you. I have this word for you. And the word is, look into your Father's eyes. Get your mind off the circumstances and look into your Father's eyes. And what you're going to see for the first time maybe in your entire life is acceptance. But you don't know what I did, Sid. You're right. But I tell you, if you repent, God will remember your sins no more. Look into your Father's eyes. Get your mind off. Isaiah 26:3 says, keep your eyes on him and he will keep you in perfect peace. The word peace in Hebrew is shalom. That's completeness in your spirit, in your soul, in your body, in your emotions, in your marriage, in your health. He's so good. He's so good.
Jennifer, look in the camera and tell people how good God is in 10 seconds.
God is so faithful. He will be faithful to you. He will prove himself to you. We've seen time and time again, miracle after miracle, his faithfulness, his goodness. He's in love with you. The God of the universe is in love with you. That's a strange thought, but
he is in love with you.